Why, no. No, in fact, your dreams do not have to scare you in order for you to be able to take action on them and make them come true. Hi, welcome to a very honest conversation here on Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs over at choosetohaveitall.com. And I literally, my friends, just stopped everything I was doing to record this podcast because something important needed to be said. And I wanted to get the thought out there before I lost it. So this is mindset in real time. Luckily for me, it's not my mindset in real time, but oftentimes what happens for me is I get these ideas and I keep them on a running list of topics so that if I don't have a letter in my inbox, I have a flurry of conversations I can start on the show to maintain the content for a daily podcast. I just saw this quote pop up. Somebody quoted it to me in an email. I was catching up on my emails and suddenly somebody said to me, because after all, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. And I just instantly was like, nope, that's bullshit. Not true. Your dreams don't have to scare you in order for them to come true. In fact, for a lot of people, the main reason why they don't take action, why they don't move, why they don't take a step closer to the life and the business they want for themselves is because they're scared. So the point of telling people and trying to motivate and inspire people with this idea that you should be leading with fear, it just sets you all up to fail. And it's really important to me that listeners of this show think critically about the messaging they're hearing as they learn about business building strategies, as they learn about other people's approaches to mindset, and as they decide for themselves who they want to be and how they want to move through the world. I want you guys to make that decision independently for yourselves. But sometimes the messaging in the business ownership space, the management space, leadership, entrepreneur, you name it, is filled with such ego, such like, let's just say these things to puff ourselves up and feel better about ourselves, that people who are genuinely trying to find their way get lost. And the idea that you're being told and preached to about your dreams not being big enough, it's just maddening. And it doesn't work to motivate. What I want people to know is that you only need to focus on the next thing. And you should only be focusing on the next thing. So many times people come to me when they're starting to work with me and they have all the ideas and they think they want this to be their business and they think they want to pivot to that, you know, that part of their business or just like attract a new audience. And the first thing I start hearing is like, okay, I have to get my copyright. I'm going to have to get in contact with my web designer and change my website. And maybe I need a new logo. And I wonder if my social media profiles need a switch. And it's like doing all the things before you actually do the thing. So when I talk to you on the show, and this is the thing I talk about, it is the core part of my coaching with you guys about who do you want to be, what do you want your life and business to look like, and how do you want to move through the world, you do have to have an overall umbrella, generalized version of that in order to know which direction to head to. But it does not have to be the Richard Branson living on an island, running an airline, you know, never having to look at a price tag again kind of dream. It can just be the kind of dream that says when the water heater breaks, I want to be able to fix it without stressing. When my car breaks down, I want to be able to replace it. When my kids, you know, show talent at something, I want to be able to invest in coaching and learning for them. It can be smaller. And I would argue that there's value in making it smaller. Because the other thing I say on the show all the time, and my clients hear this all the time, is what is right now won't always be. That you, like the dream we're talking about for the purpose of this conversation, doesn't have to be your last dream. It just has to be your next step. That right now your life is looking like this and you would like to have it look a little more like that. So how do we get you to take a step? And if we make the version of that so rosy, glossy, shiny, and sheer perfection, it starts to attack our ability to see it through. We start to wonder and doubt ourselves, or we start to think about all the obstacles, the time and the money, rather than really stopping and thinking and saying, okay, what would be the first step towards this goal? Let me go and do that. And if we can make our goals and our plans more bite-sized, we will see success faster. And the darndest thing happens, my friends, when you start to see success faster. The story you're carrying about yourself, about what you can't do, what you're not capable of, what's too hard, what someone else could do better than you, with physical, visible, measurable evidence, the story about yourself starts to shift and change. And if we can get you to do that faster, if we can get you to pick your next step, meet that, and then pick your next step and meet that, and so on and so forth, what we end up doing is helping you collect a pile, a pocket of examples of you proving yourself capable, of you saying you were going to do something and seeing it to fruition, of you making a decision, taking action on it, and making it happen. So that when you feel doubtful, when you feel nervous and unsure, you have several recent examples to draw upon about how you are capable and how you can make this work. If you make the picture too big, if you spread the vast umbrella too large, you're totally setting yourself up to fail, and you're never going to feel successful, and you're going to continue to make yourself feel small, and you're going to continue to be in the corner and out of the spotlight. So if you don't have a vision or a dream or a plan for yourself, don't be telling yourself you have to go massive in order for it to make sense, in order for it to resonate, or in order for it to come true. What you do need is to remove the vulnerability that comes with knowing you might not get it. Removing the vulnerability that comes with fear and hesitation and doubt, and be unafraid to say what you want, regardless of size. Now, if you do want the Richard Brunson lifestyle, and that's kind of your crystal clear vision of who you are and how you want to move through the world, then by all means, move through the world like Richard Brunson does and take the next step. But if you just want to be able to say yes to baking a last minute batch of cookies for your kid's PTA meeting or something, and you need a schedule that allows you to do that, let that be reason enough to make a change. But here's the thing, and this is the other part of this quote that kind of makes me crazy, is that I think a lot of times the entrepreneurial space assumes that we know what we want, assumes that we already have a crystal clear picture of our dream. But how many times have you heard me say on this show, well, what is it that you're looking for? Do you know who you are? Do you know how you move through the world? A la Julia Roberts, do you know how you like your eggs? Have you figured that out? So the idea that that is the frame of so many of the conversations I have to have with people on the show or when I'm beginning work with them, but that the entrepreneurial space wants to argue and assume that everybody has these wild, crazy dreams and use it as a way to ego boost and puff themselves up a little bit, it just muddies the water. It makes everything messy, unclear, and rather fuzzy. If you are without a dream, you can't go making it huge. You just have to get focused and get clear on what it is you want. And what, you know, by the way, you're unafraid to want, because I often think when I have a fair share of clients. In fact, I think I have one or two right now who initially came to me because they recognize for themselves that they don't know what their why is. They don't really know what they're working for right now. And if you don't know that, you have to stop and think and do that work and figure that out, without the additional pressure of what it should look like and what other people are expecting you to say. But what's the thing that you're sort of not telling anybody. Because I got to tell you, these clients of mine that come to me with the, I don't know my why, or I really kind of lost focus, so often they really do know what their why is. They're afraid to say it out loud. The vulnerability that comes with it, they don't know if I'm going to laugh at them, or they feel silly saying it themselves, so then they assume I might laugh. But the stories we create around the idea of whether or not our dreams are good enough is just preposterous. And it's such a waste of time. It's not where you should be putting your energy. But anytime we see those quotes, anytime we see those messages, and you know, new and establishing business owners are so vulnerable to this, because once you've been in business a while, once you're solid in who you are and you have self-awareness and you know how you move through the world, you're going to look at those quotes and you're going to be like me, you're going to be able to say bullshit and you're going to be able to move on. But when you're more impressionable, when you're trying to learn all the things and do it right and do it in the right order, you are going to get distracted. And what we need you to see is that your dreams are reason enough to move, and you need to start today. That it's time for you to get going and to figure it out and to make a plan and to be curious about yourself. To be less afraid to take your secret wish and your secret dream and put it out into the open so that you can start to break it down and reverse engineer it and get down the steps and notice and know the next step you need to take. That's what's most important. That's what's going to motivate you to take the step after that and the step after that. You're not going to get successfully motivated by being told you should be more afraid. So that's where I leave you today. I hope I didn't, you know, alienate people with being too passionate. I sometimes get these letters that people tell me I go on and on. But I just, it feels really important to me that when I see an entrepreneurial myth, that I bust it as soon as possible so that people aren't carrying it as their stories and their truth, and that they can start to trust themselves to find their own authentic way to show up as they are and to be willing to like dream as they are and to take action as they are. It's so super important to me. So thank you so much for indulging me in today's conversation. I hope I've, you know, given you something to think about and that you're leaving this conversation feeling way more motivated than any empty cliche could possibly make you feel. Thank you so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.